This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
A very warm welcome. My name is Kieran Tussiett, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. here on Forest FM, giving you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. We have a plethora of songs, your dedications and requests are coming this week. Stay tuned. Nelly Chabau with Hora Himadova, which is Mountain of Moldova. So, shock horror, that's Moldova's Eurovision entry from 2009. Yes, it was. And personally to me, it's my favourite Moldovan entry ever at the Eurovision Song Contest. And there's not a lot to pick from, I must admit. But it's a certain grandiose better than the 2008 entry. Oh, which is god awful. You must YouTube it. Well, yes, a very good afternoon. I am Kieran Tussiett, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. A very warm welcome to our listeners here in East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on 92.3 FM. And welcome to listeners on our website forestfm.co.uk, trying to get it out of my mouth, and also the free to download TuneIn Radio app. So if you have internet connection, you can listen to us wherever you are, and thank you for listening in. Now, of course, you can get in contact with the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And also, you can interact with other Eurovision fans via our Eurovision fan page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Also, you can search for the Eurovision fan page on Facebook by just typing in facebook.com/ESC Showcase on your web browser. Again, it'd be lovely to hear from you. We got a request from Javier Laval later on in the show, so stay tuned for that, Javier. But next up is a very anthemic song from the 1977 Eurovision Song Contest coming from the Netherlands. A stunningly good-looking woman called Hedy Lester. And this song didn't do particularly well in the Wembley Conference Centre back then in London. And it's just a stunning song. And it is, as I say, it's very anthemic and I love it. It's Die Mooie Meiden by Hedy Lester, The Netherlands, 1977.
De molen draait ook zonder jou, je paard blijft nooit lang leeg. Dus kom, draai met die malenmolen mee. Bij de malenmolen van het leven staat iedereen te wachten in een rij. Wachten tot je mee mag doen, het duurt misschien wel even, maar voor iedereen.
Hello, this is Douwebop from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song. Enjoy.
I'm going nowhere and I'm going fast. I should find a place to go and rest. I should find a place to lay my head tonight. Every morning there's another start.
Searching for an answer for a
Now, Bob, there with the Netherlands entry in 2016, Slow Down. Again, there's another reference to basically safety out there on the roads there, madames and monsieur. Indeed. So, one of the great things about YouTube in particular is that there's these random Eurovision fans who do like recaps of years and countries and sort of bring you an influx of nostalgia and history about the Eurovision Song Contest, and you get to learn and hear songs that you may have not heard. Certainly, if you're like me, haven't heard songs from the 50s and 60s, and maybe some of the early 70s that you've never even heard before. And you're like, ooh, that sounds quite funky. And likes of me, I've got the opportunity to share with you my discoveries. And one of those this week, certainly, is the song called Playboy for Finland in 1966 from Anne Christine. This came 10th with only 7 points. And it's quite a really, well, I think it's a modern song for the 60s at least. And it's a bit funky. So here we are. Anne Christine, Playboy, Finland, 1966.
Autot tuli punaiset, kallit nahkaistuimet, malli viimeinen, sinun luota en. Tytöt seurapiirien, niihin kuulun mä en. Hurmaat naurat viettelet, syyttä isät vihaiset, olet Playboy. Mutta verkkoos tartu en, olet Playboy, liukas Playboy, varma Playboy, mutta verkkoos tartu en. Lainen lautaurheilu, tennis sekä miekkailu, tuota silmäilen, sinun luota en. Entäs talviurheilu, tytöt niin ja kelkkailu, talvi Sankt Moritzin on, ilman sua lohduton. Olet Playboy, sama Playboy, sama Playboy, mutta kelkkaas sulle en. Olet Playboy, sama Playboy, sama Playboy, mutta kelkkaas tule en. Monet leidit varakkaat, monet raharuhkinaat, petät hymyillen, sinun luota en. 007, nimes muka liitetään, nollat siinä olla pois, mutta seiskan jätän pois. Olet Playboy, kunnon Playboy, aito Playboy, elää ilman sua voin. Olet Playboy, kunnon Playboy, aito Playboy, elää ilman sua voin.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Lost our game. I was
So that's the 1985 remix version of Estonia's Eurovision entry from 2017. Quite Tuum and Laura with Verona. Criminally underrated and certainly should have gone to the grand final. Certainly in my opinion, and I think the opinion of a majority of Eurovision Song Contest fans. But sadly, it wasn't the televotes, it was the jury votes that really crucified Estonia's chances of qualifying to the grand final. That sounded a bit, that OTT, oh, apologise there, guys. That was a bit too much, but dashed the hopes of many Eurovision fans. It certainly was indeed. Right, okay, well, it's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request, and this is a part of the show where my husband next Saturday, well, this coming Saturday on the 19th, ooh, very exciting times, guys and gals, so I'll be a newly married man and an Uri Tutiat, yes, by this time next week, very exciting. Okay, so this is it. Right, so Rob's got two hats. One is full of years, one is full of countries. He puts his hand in each, picks out one, we glue them together, and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Well, Rob picked the country of Iceland this week. He did indeed. And originally he picked out 1985. But we couldn't do that because Iceland debuted in 1986. So Rob picked again and picked 1990. Yes. So the 1990 Icelandic Eurovision entry was from Stjórnin, which comprised of two singers, Greta Olvarsson, who was born on July the 11th of 1959, and Sigga Benenstensdottir, which was born on July the 24th, 1962. And together, they represented Iceland at the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest held in Zagreb, in then Yugoslavia, now Croatia. And there, entry, Jetka Len was placed fourth out of 22 songs in 1990. Both singers were later members of another Eurovision group called Heart to Heart, who represented Iceland at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden, with the song Nea Vajau. And this entry was placed seventh out of 23 songs in Malmö, Sweden. Indeed. And Sigga Billionsdottir, under the name of Sigga only, made a third appearance at the Eurovision Song Contest for Iceland as a soloist in 1994 with her song Nightur, meaning nighttime, which placed 12th out of 25 countries in Dublin, Ireland. So Edgar Len, meaning one more song, represented them. And the song is a love duet, with the singers describing their desire to dance one more song with one another. Wonderful. It was performed 8th on the 9th, following the United Kingdom's entry from Emma from Wales. I think she was from Bridgend, actually. Give a Little Love Back to the World. And preceding the Norwegian entry, which came joint last with 3 points from Ketil Stokkan with the song Brandenburg Tor. And at the end of the voting, it received 124 points. Yes, indeed. So now let's hear the Icelandic entry from the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest. This is Stjórnin with Edgar Len. One more song. I fear I'm going to have to hold myself back from singing along to this amazing tune. The Icelandic entry from 1990's Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
Stjórnin, Edgarin, one more song, Iceland 1990, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Well, stay tuned. We have a brand new song from The Fizz. Yes, Bucks Fizz. Well, three of the originals. Of course, The Fizz is their brand new name. And that's from Mike, Cheryl and Jay, coming up here on the Eurovision Showcase, called Dancing in the Rain. It's a great tune. I can't wait to show it to you. Now, I did promise you a couple of weeks ago, didn't I, that I was going to play Nicki French's brand new song. Well, we're going to do it right now. So apologies, I forgot, basically. So the song, obviously, oh, dearie me, I don't know what's going on with me. It's called Teardrops on the Disco Floor. This is a real big cheesy number from Nicki French, who represented the UK at the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest in the Globen in Stockholm, Sweden.
A perfect passion play, I thought. We popped the cork and danced until I accidentally caught them holding more than hands. He swore to me I stole his heart. Teardrops on the disco floor. I told the bouncer, toss him out. I told him lock the door. He wasn't gonna laugh about my teardrops on the disco floor. Teardrops on the disco floor. He ran to me, I ran away. I didn't wanna. The tongue had it say when whispering in her ear. I tried to lose him in the crowd and hurt him with my eyes. He heard me, yes, still I was proud. He wouldn't see me cry, cry, cry. Oh. I told the DJ, turn it up. I told him to. Teardrops on the disco floor. I told the bouncer, toss him out. I told him, lock the door. He wasn't gonna laugh about my teardrops on the disco floor. Teardrops on the disco floor.
Doesn't says what it is on the tin, doesn't it? Oh my goodness me. Campus Christmas is Nicki French there. Teardrops on the disco floor. What a tune. You could download it on iTunes right now. Do it, do it. Oh, I love it. It's so such fun, as Miranda's mum used to say. Oh, dear. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 13th of August. It has been revealed that a total of 16 countries will participate in this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest in the Olympic Palace in Tbilisi, Georgia, on Sunday the 26th of November 2017 from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. UK time. And this is the first time Georgia has hosted any Eurovision event. So the countries are as follows: Albania, Armenia, Australia, Belarus, Cyprus, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Georgia, Ireland, Italy, Malta, Poland, a returning Portugal, Russia, Serbia, the Netherlands, and Ukraine. Very exciting. Now, also, there's been a change to the voting system for this year. The audience will be able to vote online, which opens on Friday the 24th of November and will close on Sunday the 26th of November. But viewers will have to watch a recap of all of the songs before they vote via the Junior Eurovision Song Contest website, junioreurovision.tv. Now, a number of countries have confirmed that they will participate in next year's Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal, including Iceland and Serbia. Now, Slovakia is undecided on their on participating in next year's contest. They're leaving it open, so we hope that Bratislava will be back in the Eurovision Song Contest, and most notably, obviously, their country of Slovakia. Now, the Turkish broadcaster TRT has said that they have no plans to return to next year's Eurovision Song Contest. And RTE, the Irish state broadcaster, has confirmed that they will be doing a Eurovision forum to try and turn around their dismal Eurovision results in recent years. Which I think is a very positive thing. I really do. Well done on RTE for trying something different, speaking to the fans, speaking to music professionals, and getting something sorted. Ireland need to be back in the grand final. We haven't seen them in the grand final on the Saturday night. Whoa, since 2013 now, since Ryan Dolan with Only Love Survives. But things do need to change. Yes, so stick around here on the Eurovision Showcase. We have a request from Javier Laval. We have the Fizz. Bucks Fizz, formerly known as Bucks Fizz, their new single coming out very shortly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Hello, this is Alma from France. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song Requiem. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy.
Namaste!
This is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Never Give Up On You. Enjoy!
Now you can see how far you've walked, the mountains climbed, the oceans cleared.
Never give up on you. You're the
This is Carl William Lund, and you need to make sure you get yourself down to the Star of Kings at King's Cross in London on Saturday the 19th of August for this year's Eurostars in Concert. That's right, the second ever Eurostars in Concert will be hosted by myself, and we have a great lineup of some incredible past Eurovision performers, including Anne-Marie David, who won the contest back in 1973 for Luxembourg. Selina Mastroianni, who took part in You Decide 2017. Mihai, who represented Romania in 2006. Tornero, la mia vita ti darò, tornerai. And Yeza Shahini, the first Albanian representative from 2004. And Kurt Kaleja, who represented Malta in 2012. So, get it in your diary today. Eurostars in Concert, Saturday the 19th of August at the Star of Kings, King's Cross in London. To get your ticket, simply head on over to eurostars.co.uk, and that is stars spelt with a Z. Relive the moment with Eurostars in Concert. Here you
are. Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Our way.
What a tune from The Fizz. There we are, Dancing in the Rain. Three of the original members of Bucks Fizz there, Mike, Jay and Cheryl Baker, indeed. And I had the privilege of interviewing the wonderful Cheryl Baker on a couple of occasions at a former radio station I used to work at in Southampton. And what a pleasure it was to speak to her. I do remember it was very earlier on in my radio career that I got to speak to her, and I was almost starstruck at the fact that I was talking to her. And the funny thing was, too, is during this interview, we were meant to be talking about cruises, and obviously we all know Southampton has a huge cruise ship market. The industry's there. I mean, everybody knows traffic issues that happens down in Southampton all the time because of the amount of cruise ships that are there, and the popularity of the cruise ship industry there in Southampton keeps the city moving, of course, well, unless you're stuck in traffic. But so they were promoting it for, you know, local people to do it too. And so Cheryl Baker came on the radio with another person from this cruise holiday company, and I was starstruck, and I had to ask her. It was completely off topic, but I was like, you know, what was it like performing in front of 200 million people on the stage in Dublin in 1981, winning the Eurovision Song Contest with Making Your Mind Up? And she had to answer that, of course, but I wanted to ask her more questions. It was so annoying, but never mind. Just incredible. And I've got Jay Aston as a friend on Facebook too, and it's awesome to see what she's up to and talking to her about Eurovision stuff all the time. So, yeah, great stuff. We're on The Fizz. All the best to them. Buy it on iTunes now, guys and girls. Okay, right. It's time for this request from across the pond in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Bonsoir, Javier. Yes, and Javier's request is this week's Live and Kicking, a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest from the stage, of course. So here's Javier.
Hello, Kieran. This is Javier Leal speaking to you from Montreal, Canada. And today, I'm placing a different song request. This is for the Live and Kicking section of the show. From the Eurovision Song Contest 1968, this is Dubrovacki Trubaduri with the song Jedan Dan, representing Yugoslavia. When I came across this song, I felt something truly special about it, and I believe the world needs to listen to it once more, playing loud and clear on the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Tate. Cheers, mate!
Samo jedan dan, pa da bude sav život radostan.
Jedan dan, samo jedan dan, onaj pravi presudan čudan dan. Jedan dan, samo jedan dan, pa da bude sav život radostan. Dani svi, svi po jedan dan, proće dobro znam. Za nju činim, za nju dajem sve.
Wow, Javier, you've knocked it out of the park there. Javier with Yugoslavia's Eurovision entry from 1986, live from the Royal Albert Hall here in the United Kingdom. Yes, in London. that was from Dobrovac, oh dear, Turabari with Djedan Dan, which means one day in Croatian. And, you know, I love that performance. I think it's fantastic. Oh, it's such fun. And I keep on saying that now. Oh, sorry. But it's just a lot of fun. And I believe I've heard that song is now a nursery rhyme in most of Croatia and Serbia and stuff. So it stood the test of time. And a lot of Eurovision fans, again, fan favourites, love it. Javier, thank you for your request. Lovely to hear from you. Хочет, не хочет, любит, не любит. Кто-то отстанет, кто-то соскочит. Кто-то устанет и перехочет. Кто-то закрутит провод на клеммы. Кто-то замутит новые темы. Кто-то понты, а кто-то маньяк. Кто-то как ты, кто-то как я. Не зажигай, не гаси. With Nibrini Brojša, which scarily almost won Eurovision 2003, didn't it? Yes, Nibrini Brojša, Russia 2003. And, well, we're going to go from a really harsh and loud and frantic song to one which is really sweet. The UK gave its 10 points to the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest, an amazing song from Switzerland, one of the best in recent years, if you call 2011 recent. Anna Rossinelli, In Love for a While, Switzerland 2011. Enjoy. Lovely. Anna Rossinelli. Yes, with In Love for a While, Switzerland 2011. Well, before we go and have our last song, I just want to let you know that if you want to request a dedication, please do get in contact with us. Just as Javier did, you can email us, Tuts Experience. That's T-U-T-T-S Experience, all one word, at hotmail.com. You can also send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. And also remember, you can like our Facebook page, please. And also send us a message to our Facebook Eurovision fan page. It's called The Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Time for now, our final song. We're going to the 1987 Eurovision Song Contest. 30 years ago. Oh, dearie me. And that year, Ireland won with Johnny Logan with Hold Me Now, which was just, well, voted one of the most favourite Eurovision winning songs, well, Eurovision songs ever, a few years ago, back in 2005. And this song is iconic of the 1987 contest. It came ninth, really respectable placing, and it's just a lot of fun. And I found the English version of the Israeli entry from Lazy Bums. And the song is called The Bums Song. Enjoy this really fun song.
To you.
No, after you, sir.
Each morning I go out of bed around about 11. I need a bit of sunshine in to see the light of day.
I open up the shutters but still can't see the sunshine because the row of buildings is stuck, they're in my way.
I make a cup of coffee and stretch on the veranda. The birds come flying down to keep me company.
They watch me as I lie about and grab a bit of something.
And when I light my cigarette, they sing along with me. Hoopa hula 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 hoopa hula 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 hoopa hula. Hula, hula, hoopa, pa,
hoopa hoole hoole hoopa hoopa hoole hoole hoopa hoole hoole hoopa pa.
Before you know it's good, it's time to do the shopping. I send the dog to bring the stuff, cause I'm not in the mood. Nothing left for us to eat, I have to make some lunch now. Cause while I lay about before the birds eat all our food.
Then suddenly I hear a ring, there must be someone knocking. My neighbor wants to know if she can join in the fun. She's ever so polite, she hopes she's not disturbing. She here to come along to help me sing my song.
Hoopa hoole hoole hoole, hoopa hoopa hoole hoole, hoopa hoole hoole hoopa pa. Hoopa hoole hoole, hoopa hoopa hoole hoole, hoopa hoole hoole hoopa pa.
Well now it's time to earn the dog, the park is where we're going. Although we're lazy bums, we really should go out. The birds are there, I'll find the bench and search us very slowly. Cause when you think of life, you have to lie about. I think I've got a life of perfect relaxation, the only kind of standard I really like to keep. I sail on troubled waters and care for almost nothing, but thinking is so tiring, it makes me fall asleep. Ooh-ha! Brightly, I need a bit of moonshine to help me end the day. I open up the shutters, but still can't see the moonshine because a row of buildings is stuck in my way.
Hoopa hoole hoole hoole, hoopa hoopa hoole hoole, hoopa hoole hoole hoopa pa. Hoopa hoole hoole, hoopa hoopa hoole hoole, hoopa hoole hoole hoopa pa. Hoopa hoole hoole hoole, hoopa hoopa hoole hoole, hoopa hoole hoole hoopa pa. Hoopa hoole hoole.
That's the Israeli entry from 1987. Oh, dearie me. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. I will see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM as a newly married man. Woo! So have a wonderful week, everyone. Arrivederci, au revoir, Alfred Hussein. And take care of yourselves. Toodaloo!